The rector of the Takrade Polytechnic, Reverend Professor Daniel Nyako, has urged government to revisit the issue of the status of polytechnics. He said if the country is to consolidate its middle-income status and strive for rapid industrialization growth, polytechnic education must be accorded the needed priority. Reverend Professor Nyako therefore suggested the upgrading of some of the polytechnics into technical universities, as Britain and other European and South Asian countries have done, instead of starting a new technical university from the scratch. He was speaking at a forum organized by the Polytechnic in Takrade. George Grant Youngson has the story.
Reverend Professor Nyako said Kenya has chosen that path and upgraded her two leading polytechnics in Nairobi and Mombasa into technical universities. He said in Ghana, such upgrades will be more cost-effective and will not erode the mandate of the polytechnics to produce the skilled middle-level manpower and critical technicians needed in industry and commerce. It will rather enhance the capacity of the polytechnics to offer degree programs as a logical route for academic progression for their graduates. The chairman of the Takrade Polytechnic Council, Professor George Ojuro, appealed to the National Accreditation Board to rethink the entire policy on minimum entry requirements for polytechnic programs within the context of philosophies underlying each course offered in the institutions. While the universities lay emphasis on the theoretical dimensions of programs, polytechnics are by law required to emphasize competency, skill, practical and entrepreneurial focused training opportunities for their students. Professor Odru said it is therefore of his candid opinion that since grades D7 and E8 are classified as passed by the West African Examinations Council, no individual offering to pursue a hands-on training program in the polytechnic would have passed in English and mathematics in addition to the relevant elective subjects should be denied entry. He said he finds it ridiculously incomprehensible that a student who obtains aggregate 21 in 6 subjects could be denied admission into a polytechnic merely because he or she scored D7 in English, while the one who obtains aggregate 30 qualifies for admission. The Vice Chancellor of the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Professor William Otu Ellis, stressed the need to strengthen the relationship with the university because most of the courses studied at the Takrade Polytechnic within the purview of the KNUSB. For Radio Ghana, this has been George Grant Youngson reporting from Takrade.